Quail Pass has long opposed a nearby timber sale on state land. The state approved the project this spring to clear-cut nearly 300 acres of old growth on a steep slope behind the town. Residents say it's just too close.
A clear-cut right in the town, you know, directly in the backyard.
James Greeley lives in Whale Pass and is a city assembly member. He says the project site is just 100 feet away from his property line. He says residents are concerned about many things: more exposure to wind, messing with the watershed used for homes, affecting salmon streams, and the community's growing tourist industry, the logging traffic and visual eyesore on the landscape.
No one's really anti-logging out of this whole group. We're just kind of saying, you know, maybe not this timber sale is basically it.
Residents have asked the state to adjust the boundaries, but were rejected. Now, the community is asking the state to reconsider the project and seek carbon offset credits instead. This follows a new state law that allows the Department of Natural Resources to develop a system to use the state's forested land to sell carbon offset credits. Companies would basically pay the state to keep its trees intact. Governor Mike Dunleavy, who introduced the bill, said it will generate new revenue for the state. Whale Pass's City Assembly approved a resolution supporting carbon credits, and Greeley sent a letter to the commissioner of the Department of Natural Resources explaining their stance, that carbon credits would be much more profitable than the timber sale.
The difference is, like, insane, really.
He says the city worked with the Nature Conservancy of Alaska to come up with the profit estimates. It shows carbon credits, over time, could bring anywhere from about $1 to nearly $7 million, according to various market prices. The state's DNR says they do not have an estimate yet on how much the timber sale at Whale Pass will make. The project went out to auction on October 14th. Nature Conservancy spokesperson Amy Miller says carbon credit projects are a win-win.
They create the opportunity for a community to preserve a resource that's important to them and also earn some money in the process.
Despite the ongoing opposition, the state is moving forward with the project. No one from the DNR office would agree to an interview for this story, but in a written statement, Commissioner John Boyle repeated what the department has said before, that the state's constitution mandates that the department uses natural resources on public lands. Boyle wrote that while carbon offsets present new opportunities, quote, regular timber harvests in our southeast state forest ensures DNR meets that mandate. The two main logging companies in southeast have been asking the state for timber sales. The state's DNR blames the federal government for not supplying logging opportunities on federal land because of the roadless rule. In February, Greg Staunton, the state's area forester, told Coast Alaska that they have to provide old-growth logging near communities in some cases.
A lot of the land base that we've been charged with managing here is in proximity to where communities are.
But Katie Rook says seeking a timber sale instead of carbon credits doesn't make sense. She's with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. She's seen the numbers and says it doesn't add up.
What Whale Pass sent the state definitively proves that this timber is worth more economically to the state itself if left on the stump.
Rooks says there is also the value of leaving the landscape for the town, which is a subsistence community, something that Whale Pass residents were asking the state to consider.
The state's response to this proposal, it reads angrily. It reads as if the state is, you know, penalizing its own town, town of Whale Pass, for the federal government's lack of supply of timber. And that's unfortunate.
Other communities and tribal governments on Prince of Wales Island have also voiced opposition to the project. The state says logging could start early next year, depending on the harvester's needs. Reporting for Coast Alaska, in Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.